Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Residents appeal for roofing materials for a staff house constructed by the community at the Upper Lusenfa Health Post in Mukushi. Zia warns against illegal activities in construction industry. In African news, a Rwandan opposition politician Ingabire summoned in treason trial. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Upper Musofu in Mukushi District have appealed to the government to provide the roofing materials for a staff house constructed by the community at the Upper Musofu Rural Health Post. Community representative Amusopa Machiko said residents mobilized the local resources to address accommodation challenges for health workers, adding that the funds were not enough to complete the building.
Papa Musof, kwari benganda yakwa iayo sikuti. Bari pushing and yo yali pangwa. Isu matana. Lero tibaleka bila bena papa Musof kunganda yakwini. Kula ndoko ebati umutenge batu afwe matiri. Ya papa mutenge. Please. So twali kula last of last week. Abantu ba itsende kwa mune minganda yaba kwa kwa abayo. Sina bila bali isa kuna kwa. Inganda bali panga. Nyombe chesu kwa 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 kwa
And Musofu Ward Councillor Ernest Chitafu confirmed the community's efforts and said much work has already been done. He explained that the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, for the area has been allocated to other ongoing projects. Mr. Chitafu has since called on the government and other stakeholders to intervene and help complete the staff house, which they say is crucial for improving healthcare service delivery in the area.
From other houses, and that is affecting their operations. The community, they have done what they can. The house is almost complete, but what is remaining is just the roofing and the windows. That's what is remaining. So we are just appealing to the government to finish up what the community has started. Let the government not just look at the CDF, because CDF right now, it has been allocated to other projects. We want at least the government to find other means of the source of money so that we can complete those 2 houses which the community have started at Upper Musofu.
Father Harry Sakapaji, priest in charge of St. Paul's Anglican Church in Buzakile Township in Kitwe, has highlighted the significance of coexistence among political players in Zambia. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, Father Sakapaji notes that political coexistence promotes a stable and peaceful environment, which is crucial for the country's development. He notes that coexistence encourages a social cohesion, unity and cooperation among citizens, fostering a sense of belonging and shared identity. He also emphasizes the importance of national healing and reconciliation, which helps to address historical conflicts and promote forgiveness, allowing the country to move forward. Furthermore, the clergy believes that coexistence builds a trust among political parties and citizens, promoting cooperation and collaboration.
Allowing the country. The other thing is increased trust. That is, builds trust among political parties and citizens, promoting cooperation and collaboration. Because if we are divided, there is nothing that can happen. And the other thing is that the peaceful transfer of power, that allows for a smooth transition of power, reducing the risk of conflict and instability especially what we have gone through from 1991, from the late KK, may he so rest in peace, FDJ Chiluba, may he so rest in peace, President Levi Mwanawasa, may he so rest in peace. That transition has been there. The
Vendetta Must Return community campaign movement says it has noted with sadness how KCM, through its Chief Corporate Affairs Officer, Dr. John Kunda, is calling for intervention to curb illegal mining activities without first understanding or at least trying to address the root cause of these activities. Movement coordinator Chishala Mwamba has charged that the so-called illegal miners are young men who, like many other Zambians, expected to see tangible benefits from Vendetta's return to KCM, especially through business and employment opportunities, which have not materialized. Mwamba has, however, stated that the community movement is not in support of unsafe ways of conducting mining activities, but rather a call to realize that the root cause of such activities needs to be addressed. He charged that the government of the Republic of Zambia, under President Hage Ndehijilema, has done a lot to unlock the mining sector, but unfortunately it remains evident that the investors that have been entrusted with national assets do not seem committed to honoring their investment promises.
This is, of course, not to support unsafe ways of conducting mining activities, but rather a call to realize that the root cause of such activities needs to be addressed, and it has to do with the increased levels of poverty in our communities. And this poverty is a result of the selfishness of these foreign investors that we have running our assets, especially Vedanta Resources, which seems to be failing in honoring its investment commitments. Vedanta committed to making an investment of over $1 billion and to creating numerous employment opportunities for the local people upon taking over KCM, among other pledges. It has been over 8 months now. What we have seen are more and more promises with little to show for them.
The Zambia Institute of Architects, ZIA, has expressed a profound sorrow as it extended its deepest condolences to the family of a worker who was tragically killed when part of a building under construction collapsed in Luansha. This is as a result of illegal construction activities and failure to adhere to building regulations, as well as the devastating consequences of non-compliance. ZIA President Musunka Silungwe observed that a ring beam that was under construction fell and crushed a worker underneath. In a statement issued to Comrade News, Mr. Silungwe noted that this was discovered during a joint inspection by ZIA alongside Luansha Municipal Council. He said the joint investigation established alarming practices such as the use of unqualified personnel and unapproved council drawings or planning permission from the Luansha Municipal Council. He has since called on the relevant authorities to immediately arrest and prosecute the directors of the clinic, the illegal contractor, as well as all parties involved in the unlawful construction. The Institute has since issued a stern warning to individuals and entities undertaking illegal construction anywhere in Zambia. Mr. Silungwe, who sympathized with the bereaved family during this difficult time, stated that the tragic loss of life was avoidable. We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, here are the current business rates.
Business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Bongo Bongo, Zambia's number one casino. Join now at www.bongobongo.co.za. 18 plus, bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oda, zamene kalandira, ife, pa combo ni radio, ni easy.
50 kg chihuahua, 120. 50 kg lumanda, 400. 50 kg repu, 80 kwacha. 50 kg chinese, 60 kwacha. 50 kg mupilu, 120. 50 kg delele, 400. 50 kg inshaba za fresh 6